This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny arrived in Berlin today after being flown from Siberia on an ambulance aircraft. German doctors had traveled to the city of Omsk yesterday to evacuate the gravely ill Navalny, a longtime opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin. They were answering the request of his wife and others who said the hospital treating Navalny was badly equipped. The 44-year-old political activist, a longtime campaigner against corruption, collapsed on a flight to Moscow Thursday after drinking tea widely believed to have been laced with poison. After first saying he could not be evacuated because of his condition, and after Navalny's wife appealed to the Kremlin to intervene, the chief of the Siberian hospital relented, and Alexei Navalny at this hour is a patient at Berlin's Charité Hospital. His condition is described as stable. The United States says it is suspending military cooperation with the African nation of Mali in response to the overthrow of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta. The ousting of Keïta this week dismayed Mali's international partners, who fear it could further destabilize the former French colony, which is already battling a militant Islamist threat. The U.S. has been providing training to soldiers in Mali, including several of the officers who led the coup, which has been celebrated by crowds in the capital, Bamako. A pair of tropical storms forecast to become hurricanes early next week are headed for the Gulf of Mexico coast of the United States and will spin and almost certainly strengthen over warm waters at the same time. It is a rare weather event that could cause massive damage as the storms make landfall. The National Weather Service says there have never been two hurricanes in the U.S. Gulf simultaneously. In 1933, a major hurricane made landfall in South Texas, while a separate system weakened to a tropical storm after crossing the coast of Florida. The official word is that both current systems look on track to remain separate, but that any interaction between the two could heighten their intensity. This is VOA News. The six-member